One soaring economic indicator, Boeing planes. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Boeing today reported very strong worldwide sales and profits for last quarter, with its sales topping $100 billion for last year, a first for the company. The stock is up about 5%. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Hi there.
Good morning.
So Boeing, the aircraft maker, pretty good profits today. They say demand worldwide is up.
Definitely good news for the world economy, and it shows that people are still engaging in certain activities. You know, travel is a thing. Boeing is seeing an increased need for aircraft. They have a wonderful backlog, and their earnings today talk about that. So for that, that's a good sign that the global economy is doing well. It may not be growing as much as people want, but things still have a sound footing to rely on.
Federal Reserve, in a couple hours, comes out and talks about whether or not they'll raise interest rates. They won't, right?
It would be very unlikely and terrify the market if they did. What's interesting here is if we went back 6 months, the market largely expected the Fed to continue to raise rates into 2019. If we take a poll in the market now, less than 50% of the participants think that the Fed will raise rates at the June meeting, and certainly nothing before.
Susan Schmidt in Chicago. She's home now. Susan, you're not going into work with all that 20 below or whatever you have.
Well, it is negative 23 degrees outside, but I'm thinking I might bundle up and try it anyway. I have a really good coat, so the markets are still open, David. You can never take a break.
All right, well, be careful. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today, the payroll company ADP said 213,000 more names were on its payrolls in January, quite a bit more than expected. That tally is a hint about the big employment report from the government due on Friday. Following up now on the committees in both the House and Senate looking into the cost of medicine, President Trump has also talked about the need to bring down drug costs. So this is one possibility. Is it one possibility for bipartisan action? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington with some details of those hearings.
David, the House heard from a mother whose daughter died after rationing her insulin because she couldn't afford it. Over on the Senate side, a mother whose son has type 1 diabetes said he got very sick after cutting his insulin dose by 3/4 to save his family money.
Oh, so what did the lawmakers say to that, and what types of solutions are on offer?
Well, they were sympathetic. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa chairs the Senate Finance Committee at yesterday's hearing. He said he likes a proposal from the Trump administration that would force drug companies to include the list price of a drug in TV ads for it.
Drug advertisers want to tell consumers all the benefits of a drug. They're required to tell you about the side effects, but they don't seem to be very gung-ho to share how much the drug costs.
Now, Grassley went on to express his displeasure at the lack of cooperation from the drug industry. Some drug makers refused to testify yesterday. Grassley could subpoena them, as could Elijah Cummings, the Maryland Democrat who heads the House Oversight Committee.
And what's that powerful Democrat's approach to this?
Well, he likes a different idea from the Trump administration, tying the prices Medicare pays for drugs to the cost of those medications in other countries.
Could that happen?
It's possible, but the drug makers' political action committees give millions of dollars to congressional campaigns, so they're going to have input here.
All right, Nancy Marshall-Genzer in D.C. On the one hand, Florida, generally warm. On the other, it is prone to natural disasters in the form of hurricanes, and it's getting harder for Florida homeowners to get insurance, as Maria Buccalopolo reports.
You cannot beat the weather in Florida. That is, until a hurricane barrels in.
Paradise can come to a quick halt when these storms appear out on the horizon.
Tom Acock serves as a sergeant major in the Army Active Guard Reserve. Part of his job is to oversee disaster relief efforts. He also lost his 3-bedroom house in the Panhandle.
I was with an insurance carrier for well over 20 years. Unfortunately, I was dropped, and then Hurricane Michael occurred. I was left with probably well over $30,000 worth of damage.
In the third quarter of 2018, state records show home insurance companies dropped the policies on over 87,000 properties. Large insurers have cut back, leaving state-backed insurer of last resort, Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, and smaller insurance companies to fill in the gaps. Lynn McChristian is a consultant with the industry-wide Insurance Information Institute.
The companies may have decided the risk was more than they wanted to take on at this current time.
Florida ranks number one in homeowners insurance costs, averaging $2,000 a year, around double the national rate. McChristian explains why.
If the amount of insurance is high, then that means that your level of risk is high.
The high cost of homeowners insurance is a hot topic among her clients, says Lainey Rada, a real estate agent in Miami.
A lot of people that won't even make a claim today because they're afraid to get their insurance canceled. There's so much that people don't feel comfortable with the insurance industry today.
Citizens Property Insurance Corporation customers could face an average of 8.2% rate increase later this year if the State Office of Insurance Regulation approves. In Miami, I'm Maria Bacalopoulos for Marketplace.
Give me a dollar figure. How much is your privacy worth per month? The publication TechCrunch noticed Facebook paying $20 a month to people as young as 13 if they put in an app that tracks every single thing they do with their phone. This may violate Apple's rules, so Facebook is stopping this on iPhones, but the Facebook Research app will still be out there for Android phones. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.